Rock and roll shoes, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Or your blue suede, whichever fits better. It's more comfortable.
Your high heel sneakers.
There you go. It's classic 50s fun today on Blue Suede Connection. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I forgot to say, welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Yeah, we're going to do the classic 50s today.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be in black and white today.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, but it's going to be beautiful black and white because it's Elvis music.
Right, yeah.
Today on the show, you're going to hear from some of Elvis's teammates from back in the early days, DJ Fontana, Scotty Moore, Johnny Cash was there in the beginning.
Oh, nice, yeah.
We're going to hear a little bit from him. And, of course, you're going to hear a whole lot from Elvis today talking about things going on in his life back then. Now, the best-selling albums of the 1950s. Do you think Elvis made that list?
Do you think?
Yeah, well, you never know.
Mm.
Now, you've got a lot of interesting things you're going to share today. You're going to talk about some of his biggest rivals back in the day.
Yeah?
Elvis and fried chicken.
Mmm, how do you know it was fried?
Well, you're going to talk about Elvis and chicken, we'll put it that way.
Okay.
All right, and Jukebox and Patsy Cline. That's all I'll say about that. TL's going to share all that today on Blue Suede Connection.
Uh-huh.
But to get things started, we always like to hear from the man himself. So let's get it going, baby. Here's Elvis back in 1956.
It all started out real quick, like just like that.
Just shooting right up into stardom. Well, come on right into the microphone, buddy, and tell us just where that session was held.
Well, it was held in Memphis, Tennessee, about three blocks from my home, the recording studio. And I walked in just by accident. Boom.
And there you were, huh? Who were the boys on the session with you?
Scotty Moore and Bill Black.
Just a trio making all that music.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. She done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right, that's all right, that's all right, my mama, anyway, dude.
how does the Wolfman spell rock and roll? E-L-V-I-S, baby.
In the Milky Way tonight, but the way you act, you never would know it's there. Now, baby, time's a wasting, a lot of kisses I ain't been tasting. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get to my share. There's a balmy little breeze that's a whistling through the trees, and it's telling you to bid your little woo with me. Why don't you take a listen? You never know what you've been missing, but up real close and be my little heart. What are they doing with a letter? Well, you're the prettiest thing I've seen, but you treat me so doggone mean. Ain't you got no heart? I'm dying to hold you dear. Why do you keep me waiting? Why don't you start cooperating? Ain't the things I say the things you want to hear? Make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Well, got a lot of living to do. Well, there's no wonder who would rather do with it with a lady. And there's no wonder who would rather do with it with a lady. But there's no one who would rather do with it with a lady. Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. Bring my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
If you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue.
So lonely.
please love me. Oh, yeah.
I say it all the time. Woo. That's one of my favorites from back in the early days.
Yeah, I can see why.
You know, and I said early days. If you think about it, TL, we started this set off with That's All Right, Mama.
Right.
1954.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2025.
Right.
Major motion pictures, TV specials,
mm-hmm.
action figures, puzzles, books, calendars, Broadway shows, ETAs all over the place, festivals,
yeah.
cartoons, still rocking Billboard top charts.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
That was 1954 we started with. It's 2025 and all those things I just mentioned. Elvis.
It's still happening.
He's still doing it. He mm-hmm. is the man, isn't he?
Yeah, that's for sure.
And he no longer has a pink suit. So you had to substitute something pink in your wardrobe, and then you get a car?
Well, you can't put the car in the wardrobe, but I had the car even before I got the suit.
Oh, you did? So you bought the suit to match the car.
That's right. I kind of thought that would be a gimmick, and really uh-huh. it drew a lot of attention, you know. In fact, it got in a lot of the trade papers about the pink suit and the pink car, but... I kind of slacked off on the pink now, but I think the color is changing to purple or something.
I don't want to be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. You don't love your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. Oh, let me be. Moving and improving, gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send to the store, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
That's what we be doing right here on Blue Sway Connection, throwing our weekly party. We throw this party every week, and for those of you who join us every week, we certainly do appreciate you, and we're glad that you come to the party with us, because
absolutely,
it would not be a party without you.
Mm-hmm.
And we sure hope you tell all your friends about us, too, and bring them to the party.
Sure, yeah, bring them along. The more the merrier.
Yeah, I was going to say, the expression, the more the merrier, that definitely fits right here today, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Yeah.
And, folks, you heard Kevin Gillis take us into Teddy Bear there, saying he loves him some Elvis. Well, if you love Elvis, we'd love to hear from you, too, baby, right? And tell them how they can call us and talk to us.
Well, sure. So you can reach us at bluesuedeconnection.com. Lots of stuff to do there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget the website. Also, phone number 540-227-0514. You can call internationally on WhatsApp.
Yeah, and we are getting more and more folks, especially on our Facebook page. We're seeing so many
Facebook's
all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. Elvis isn't just here in the United States. He's all over.
He is, yep.
Elvis is everywhere, as a great philosopher once said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, TL's going to talk about jukeboxes, Elvis Presley, and Patsy Cline, and who knows what else we'll discuss. Whatever it is, it's going to be about one guy, and I think you all know who that is.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Yes, this is Lilo Aquatray, 11 Weston, West Virginia. I listen to Blue Suede Connection every Wednesday on WHAW radio, and I love Elvis Presley ever since I was a teenager, and I'm in my 70s now, and I still love his music. Thank you very much for having that station of Elvis.
Hold me close, hold me tight, make me thrill with delight. Let me know where I stand from the start. I want you, I need you, I love you with all my heart. Every time that you're near, all my cares disappear. You're all that I'm living for.
could live without romance until you came to me. But now I know that I will go.
I need you. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Happening here on Blue Suede Connection. You know, T.L., it's kind of cool where we live.
Yeah? Tell them about it.
Yeah, well, we live right outside of Winchester, Virginia, for those of you who don't know. We live in Cross Junction, Virginia.
It's right
next door. Mm-hmm. And we can drive in 15 minutes. We can be at Patsy Cline's house.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, Patsy Cline, this is where she grew up. And anywhere you go in Winchester, you go in a restaurant, you'll see her picture on the wall.
Oh, yeah, they're very proud of her.
Yeah, she's very recognized. And the other cool thing is we're only a short flight. We can hop on a plane and be in Memphis in, an hour and a half?
It's about an hour and a half for direct.
Yeah, or we can drive there in our car in 10 hours or less.
At least 10 hours, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I like where we live.
Yeah, we are kind of in the center of it all, right? Yeah, it's nice.
But speaking of Elvis and Patsy Cline, that's kind of the segue I was trying to get at. It's your turn, baby.
Segue King. All right, so we're going to talk about Elvis and Jukebox. So back in 1989, the Jukebox concept came out with who were the number one artists that were being played on the jukebox up to 1989.
All right.
So, of course, Elvis came in at number one.
Of course. Who else?
For Hound Dog. Now, Patsy Cline came in at number two for Crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been all fall to pieces.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, I guess, they're both such big songs.
Right.
But, you know, you don't go into those little burger joints much and see those little coin-operated, you know, you plop in a dime or whatever it was and they play. They used to back when we were kids.
Wasn't that fun, too?
Yeah, yeah. But nowadays, they have touch tunes.
Yeah.
If you go into a bar, and I know that everybody's been into some kind of restaurant or bar where they had a lounge and they were playing music.
Right.
You can put your dollar bills in. You can scan your phone. Sometimes you can control the app by downloading the app on your phone and control the music.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dan and I do that everywhere we go, people, because if you don't do it, Elvis drops off the map.
Right.
He doesn't get any plays. So one time in Biloxi, we literally controlled the music for over an hour.
Around the pool?
No, the whole casino.
Oh, was it over the coop?
It goes over. Okay. It went out in the pool because we were in the pool at the time. And then we realized it was playing in the casino too, so we kept doing it.
Right.
And I mean, that whole hotel was listening to Elvis for like over an hour. You had to up your money in order to jump ahead of us in order to play something else.
The modern jukebox.
So
let's
just really quickly, I want to tell you who the top performers are in the jukebox today.
Okay.
Okay. Number one is Morgan Wallen.
Whoever that is.
I know. I don't know either. Number two, Zach Bryan.
Okay,
now, number three, we like Toby Keith.
Oh, we love Toby.
Uh-huh. Number four, Chris Stapleton.
Right.
We like.
Yeah.
Number five, Luke Combs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of country.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Number six, Jelly Roll. I like Jelly Roll.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Seven, Drake. I haven't listened to him. Number eight, Post Malone.
Yeah.
This is surprising. Number nine, Eminem.
Oh, really?
I thought he fell off the map.
Well, hopefully he does.
So, number 10, Shaboozy. I don't know who that is. But that is your jukebox plays today. So, people, when you go into a bar, you better be playing some Elvis.
I understand that this sound that you get on record was really a mistake, or at least was kind of a gimmick thing at first. Is that true?
That's right. We just more or less landed upon it accidentally.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knew what they were doing until we had already done it.
Just got in there and had yourself a real good time, and the folks took to it.
Well, I heard the news, that goods are rocking tonight. Well, I heard the news, that the goods are rocking tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby till as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, there's good to rock in the night. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be
you're pretty, darling, do you know harm? I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good rocking tonight.
This is Bill Cherry, and I made my Blue Suede connection with Dan and T.O., and we've had a great time. Hope you enjoy listening to the show.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
All the time about why people have their favorite Elvis. Is it a 50s or a 60s or are you a 70s fan?
Right, right.
And it so makes sense because I'm listening to this and it's so distinctive. Mm-hmm. The 50s music, it's totally got its own vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which era did, yeah.
Yeah, well, the 50s is this rock and roll, rockabilly cat, cool cat.
Yeah.
60s is the velvet polished Elvis kind of comes into play. After the Army, that voice and He was discovering himself.
Mm-hmm.
And you get into the 70s, it's the big ballads and those big songs.
Mm-hmm.
The Last
Correct.
Farewell, Suspicious Mind, all that stuff, you
yeah,
know, that came out
right.
like in the
yeah.
latter years. But it's such a diversity. And, you know, we always talk a million times about why was Elvis so big? Why was he what he was? And we've got 100,000 explanations.
Oh, yeah.
But the variety of music alone is just one of the many thousands of explanations of
yeah.
why Elvis was so big.
Yeah, because if you don't like one thing, just he's done so much, you can find something else.
But us real fans, we love it all. And we
oh, yeah.
appreciate it all because we know what it is. You know, we get it, what
mm-hmm.
it is. The
mm-hmm.
50s was the explosion, the beginning. And it just, it's simple music, simple chords, simple guitar, simple drums,
right,
whatever.
Right.
But great vocals, great energy.
Yeah.
And,
right.
you know, we appreciate the 60s where that passion and that voice, he was discovering, wow, I got some pipes here. I can use them.
Mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
still did his rock and roll. But he also threw in those, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Yeah.
Can't Help Falling in Love.
Right.
And again, into the 70s, he still did the rock and roll with Burning Love and Way Down and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
But those big ballads, the
yeah,
Impossible
his voice
Dream.
Was just getting better. In fact,
yeah.
I think that's like the only thing that wasn't failing him.
Right,
you
right.
You know, at the end.
Made a lot of
yeah.
sense right there, baby.
Mm-hmm. We were doing a song, kind of a fast tune. Bill was just playing electric, just got the electric that day, in fact. And Elvis wanted this, he could hear this, what he wanted in his ear. And Bill could not play, he just couldn't get it. Because that's his first day playing electric bass, you know. He finally got mad, he throwed the bass down, said, you play the darn thing. Elvis said, okay, I'll play it. So Elvis played it. It's that Baby I Don't Care, and it's from a movie. And he played what he heard, and it worked out for him.
And sit there holding hands, you are so square. Baby, I don't care. You don't like a hot rod racing, driving late at night. You just want a bike that's nice and dark. You just want to hold me tight, you are so square. Baby, I don't care. You don't know any dance steps that I knew. No one else can love me. Why my heart flips, I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you were so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. You little girl, you got me at your mercy.
over with you. So please don't take it back, 'cause you know my love is true. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you.
Hot dog, you say you're really coming back. Hot dog, I'm waiting at the railroad track. Hot dog, you say you're coming home for good. Hot dog, I'm gonna keep on knocking wood, baby. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet you at the gate. Hot dog,
I fell in love with you and then you went away.
But now you're coming home to stay. Hot dog, soon everything will be alright. Hot dog, we're gonna have a ball tonight. I got a pocket full of dimes. It's gonna be just like old times. Hot dog, you went away and every day was like misery. But now you're coming back to me. Hot dog, my heart is gonna go insane. Hot dog, when you come walking off the train. Oh, how lonely I have been, but when that Santa Fe pulls in. Hot dog, baby, hot dog,
hot dog.
That song is so short, it's hot only dog. A minute and like 14 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because it was recorded for Loving You, obviously. We've heard a lot of songs from Loving You already.
Yeah.
And that was just like a little insert in the movie. You know,
right.
It's kind of like a passing little
scene. I remember seeing that song in the TV guide when you used to read a TV guide.
Right.
Oh, Loving You's going to play, and they're going to play Hound Dog. I thought it was Hound Dog.
Oh, you got your dogs confused.
I got my dogs confused. I was so excited.
Well, that's
and right. Then, of course, it turned out it wasn't Hound
Well,
Dog.
It's a minute and so many seconds of greatness anyway. We'll leave it at that,
I was
right?
Like 10, so, you know.
There's a group called Audio Fix, and they gave us their 10 best Elvis songs from the 50s.
Okay.
We're going to share that list right after the break and see if you and I agree with it. It's hard to disagree with anything being great from the 50s stuff, right?
That's true.
But we're going to do that, and there's just so much more music coming up. We'll do a little live set, too, from the 50s.
Ooh.
Where's that all happening at, baby?
Blue Sway Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Elvis could just to show you what he wanted.
Yeah.
And played a little piano, a little organ, a little drums. I always call it just enough to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know what he's going to come up with.
Loads of
that song.
Ooh,
right there.
Good job.
That's a good drumming song there.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of drumming, that voice you've been hearing talking about Elvis was his drummer, DJ Fontana.
Right, yep.
And we're going to hear more from him in a little bit, but that's who's been telling those little stories you've been hearing.
I know. I like how he said he knew just enough to be dangerous on a few instruments.
Exactly.
That's great. Yeah.
All right, I mentioned audiofix.com, PHIX.com. 10 best Elvis 50 songs. Here's what they came up with. They say number 10 is Wear My Ring Around Your Neck.
Okay, I like that.
Number 9, Treat Me Nice.
Uh-huh.
Number 8, the one that kicked off the first set today, That's All Right, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Blue Suede Shoes.
Okay.
Number 6 usually makes number 1, but for some reason it made number 6 this time, according to AudioFix, is Jailhouse Rock.
Okay.
And Heartbreak Hotel's coming up in a minute, number 5. It's going to be the live version, too, by the way.
Oh, nice. Okay.
They say number 4 best song from the 50s is Hound Dog.
Mm-hmm.
They say number 3 is All Shook Up.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, I Need Your Love Tonight.
Okay.
And they say the best Elvis 50 song is Don't Be Cruel. Do you agree with that?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a really good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all good. It's hard to pick the best.
Right.
And different ones have reasons to be the best. Like someone has said, That's All Right, Mama, because it was the first.
Yeah, well, I'm actually glad to hear that that didn't make number 1.
But many,
it's not my...
many say this
is
the biggest best from the 50s.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. I think it's so lonely, baby. So lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And be so lonely, so lonely, so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. The desk clerk's just in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back. And they're so lonely, baby. They're so lonely. They're so lonely, they pray to die.
With the help of the very wonderful Jordanaires, a song called Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me. Love me low, take me to your heart.
Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me.
I had a funny thought while we were listening to that.
Oh, yeah, what?
You picture back in the day, you know, Ed Sullivan was well established on television. He had a huge, huge audience.
Right.
Everybody watched Sullivan.
Sure.
And I picture that older fellow in his black jacket and black tie and white shirt and his heavy-set wife with
shiny shoes
with her pearls on sitting beside him, sitting there in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis comes out in this frenzy. All these young kids, young girls are screaming and going crazy. And,
yeah.
And he's probably, him and his wife are just sitting there, oh, dear God, what happened?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Did we just go to another planet?
Wasn't Sinatra supposed to be on here tonight?
Exactly right, yeah. That's so
anyway,
funny. Yeah.
The frenzy back then was exciting. It was fun. You know, we've been playing DJ Fontana, his drummer, talking about it. He was there.
Yeah. Correct.
He started with them there right after Louisiana Hayride, where he met Elvis, and he was there from there on out.
Yeah.
To
the one thing that I really give Elvis credit for is he never left us fans.
Right.
You know, there was a time when you couldn't hear Elvis, you know, because everybody was screaming so loud.
Yeah.
You know, DJ would often say, oh, I'm just following Elvis's butt.
Right.
You know, it's the only way I know where I am in the song.
Yep.
Whereas other bands, and I won't mention who the most famous one is, decided not to tour because they felt nobody could hear them.
Right,
so they just said, well, too bad. We're just not going to do it anymore.
How sad is that, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, speaking of DJ, let's hear from him another time right here.
Well, Sun Records were really unique in sound as it went. I said, now, still use me playing a bunch of cymbals, play tom-toms and all that noise. Play a stick and a brush, stay out of their way, and let them do what they do well.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.
I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love the best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
My wife Peggy has a bad case of EA, Elvis addiction, so I turned her on to Blue Suede Connection. And now, I'm King of the Hill.
Don't tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. You claim you got them, everybody having lots of fun.
Is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The things that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side.
every helping hand. My love's too strong to hide.
Classic One Night With You from the early 50s days when rock and roll was new and Elvis was new and the world was discovering he was going to become the greatest entertainer
absolutely.
Ever.
The world was in a state of shock.
It sure was. It's classic 50s fun here on Blue Suede Connection today. Welcome to hour number two. And hour number one was fun, but we got so much more exciting stuff for hour number two.
Yeah.
In fact, you're going to hear from Scotty Moore, Elvis's guitar player, and the
fun.
Man in Black's coming up here in just a few seconds. Ooh. Another live set from 50s Live Music.
Oh, good.
And we're going to talk about the best-selling LPs of the 1950s. For you youngsters who don't know what an LP is, we'll explain all that later.
Oh, now they're all getting into vinyl these days.
Yeah, they
are. It's on a comeback.
Yeah. Another topic I'd like to cover here on Blue Suede Connection is food. And you're going to cover Elvis and I think fried chicken. Chicken
maybe.
Of some sort, anyway.
Maybe.
All right. We're looking forward to all that stuff. And, of course, you're going to hear a lot from Elvis himself today on Blue Suede Connection.
Right.
But right now, let's hear from Johnny Cash and get into some great Elvis from the 1950s.
The best performer, probably Elvis Presley. I don't think anybody could touch him.
What do you reckon Elvis had that was so outstanding?
Well, he was he had a lot of rhythm. He was a very good singer, and he was a fabulous performer. And the way he moved the people... when he was 19 years old is when I toured with him at first. And not only the girls loved Elvis, but every man backstage was standing in the wings watching Elvis. He had that charisma, that magic, you know, that a great performer needs to get the people right there. Elvis always did that.
Yeah, he never came in our direction, so I never had the chance to see him in person. But apparently he had a tremendous magnetism on stage.
Yeah, he did. It was fabulous. I think his manager was an illegal alien or something. And wouldn't let him come. I don't know.
Oh,
been traveling in vain. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Traveling night and day, I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, if I had to do it all, travel night and day, I'd still run all the way, baby, be trying to get to you. It's dark at night, it would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
Where did you pick up your style?
Well, sir, I done the same thing. You know, I've only been in the business, excuse me, about a year and a half. And I'm doing the same thing that I started out doing. I haven't added or taken anything away.
Let the stars fade and fall, and I won't care at all, as long as I have you. Every kiss brings a thrill, and I know that it will, as long as I have you. Let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take the love that I bring, then I'll have everything, as long as I have you. Let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take the love that I bring, then I'll have everything, as long as I have you, as long, as long as I have you.
As long as I have you.
Great song from King Creole.
Beautiful song, yeah.
His fourth film and one of his best, probably his best movie. We've covered
his
that a
favorite,
lot.
His favorite, his personal favorite.
Well, it brings me to talk about Scotty Moore. You know, he is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in the Guitar Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Many musicians today and yesterday looked up to Scotty, and then they became guitar players, basically.
Oh, sure.
Because of Elvis and Scotty.
Right.
Of course, Elvis was the draw, but when they saw Scotty up there playing, right, they thought, this guy's got some cool licks. I like, that's not what I normally hear in music.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and Eric Clapton comes to mind. He was a major Scotty Moore fan. They've collaborated together on things. Also, Keith Richards of Rolling Stones.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. He loved him.
He was impressed with Elvis, obviously, but almost equally impressed with the band, the three-piece band that just sounded like a full, you know.
They had a lot of music.
Exactly. It was, a lot of people were shocked that the band was so small when they heard the records.
Mm-hmm.
They thought, wow. But Scotty was there in the beginning, and I'm sure there was a bond with him and Elvis, and of course DJ and Bill.
Yeah.
They were traveling. They were young kids, basically, just traveling the country, becoming these big stars.
Right.
You know, and his first impression of Elvis, I don't know what it was like, but maybe he'll tell us a little bit, huh?
Mm,
here's Scotty Moore talking about Elvis.
I had a small group of my own in Memphis called Starlight Wranglers, which I had formed right after I got out of the Navy. We did one record at Sun. Sam and I became good friends. And one day, and his secretary was there, Miss Marion Keister was with us. And she asked Sam, said, did you ever talk to that boy that was in here about a year ago that cut the demo on? And he turned to me and said, you call him and asked him to come over to your house and see what you think. He came over and he sat around and he played. And then when Elvis left, I called Sam and I told him, I said, well, I said, the boy seemed like he knows all the songs, got to being as young as he is, got a good voice. And Sam said, well, says, I'll call him and ask him to come in tomorrow night.
I've been yearning for a little romance. I want to know when you're going to give me a chance. Kiss me, honey, tell me I'm all. Don't you think it's time? I've been yearning for a sweet embrace. Rub my hair till I'm a total disgrace. Kiss me, honey, make my life divine. Don't you think it's time? Don't walk without you, walking right by my side. It hurts me to see you talking when the other gone. I get so warm when you touch on my cheek. You thrill me so much that I can hardly speak. Love me, honey, tell me you're more. But don't you think it's time? I don't want to walk without you, walking right by my side. It hurts me to see you talking when the other guy. I get so warm when you touch my cheek. You thrill me so much that I can hardly speak. Love me, honey, tell me you're mine. Don't you think it's time? Think it's time. Think it's time.
Sessions. He'd sit down and he'd have his stack of demos that he'd bring him. And he'd have a wastebasket over there he could reach and play one. He'd go over there. We knew that one was out. And he'd have another stack over here, that one that he'd go back and listen to again. When we heard him play that song again the second time, we knew that we'd pick up our instruments and start learning.
shaped like a cannonball. Say every time she loves me, Lord, you can hear me squall. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. How to treat me right, gives me plenty love in morning, noon, and night. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine. She kisses me, I get high every time. She cried, ooh-wee, I believe I changed my mind. She said, I'm so glad I'm living. I cried, I'm so glad you're mine.
Little rhythm and blues at its finest, huh, baby?
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I love that song. I haven't heard it in a while either.
All right, folks. TL, Fried Chicken, yes, and Dixieland Rock. It's all coming up right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hi, it's Magic Mike from Akron, Ohio. I listen to Blue Suede Connection on North Coast Greatest Hits. You guys have such a great show. It rocks. And it gets me moving on a Sunday morning. Blue Suede Connection.
Well, down in New Orleans at the Golden Goose, I grabbed a green-eyed dolly that was on the loose. Well, while I did that music, she said to me too, I said, pretty baby, come on and let's do it.
Dixieland Rock,
early Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock,
let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland Rock with me. With the blue light shining on the swinging hips, you got the drummer so nervous that he lost his sticks. The cornet player hit a note that's flat, the drum gonna hit him while the pool cat sat. Do the Dixieland
Rock, Dixieland Rock,
early Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock,
let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland Rock with me. Ha, ha, ha. Clock struck four, but she said, no, daddy can't leave the floor. She wore a clinging dress that fits so tight, she couldn't sit down, so we danced all night. Do the Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock,
early Dixieland Rock,
Dixieland Rock,
let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland Rock for me. Let your head on sugar, shake it free, and do the Dixieland Rock with me.
Love that that New Orleans rock and roll right there.
I love New Orleans.
No. I wonder if Elvis liked New Orleans fried chicken. Yeah, I was thinking, I thought of Popeyes.
Okay.
Or Bojangles is New Orleans fried chicken as well. Or do you think Elvis was a KFC guy? You think he liked that Kentucky fried chicken?
I think he was none of those, and you know why?
Well, I thought
I'm
going to
tell you why.
Okay, well, you tell me why he didn't like one of those places.
So according to Mary Jenkins, who was his cook for many, many years, Elvis did not like bone-in meat.
Oh, really?
So chickens with bones, steaks with bones, anything with bones he did not like. So that would mean he's not eating fried chicken in the traditional way. Or
well, he liked
ribs.
The chicken fingers.
He liked the breasts, or he just liked the meat. Yeah,
right.
So she could fry him up some stuff, but it had to be boneless.
I didn't know that. I never heard that before.
I never did. That was the first time for me as well. And she doesn't really say why, if he ever explained himself, but he just didn't care for foods with bones in them.
Go figure. Well, I guess he would have got the 6-piece with barbecue sauce in or something.
I don't know. Maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. With the Elvis Presley headlining tonight, here is Elvis Presley.
I'd like to tell you that for all the people watching and all you people that are here tonight that we really are thankful for all the success that you made us have and everything. This is my biggest record, and it goes something like this.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Forget my past. The future looks bright ahead.
Hundreds of thousands of your fans, and they're all probably wondering about your new releases and what your plans are for the immediate future.
I don't know when my new release will be out. You know, my last one, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, is doing okay.
This is one of the biggest smash hits in America today.
Well, it's doing okay. I'll say it's doing okay. And my next one will probably be Hound Dog, the one I've been doing on television a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present one of the radio's most listened to disc jockeys, Bill Randall. William?
We'd like at this time to introduce you to a young fellow who, like many performers, Johnny Ray among them, come up out of nowhere to be overnight very big stars. This young fellow we saw for the first time while making a movie short. We think tonight that he's going to make television history for you. We'd like you to meet him now, Elvis Presley, and here he is.
Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. I'm a hungry man.
Stuff is always fun to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoy that, and I hope everybody else did as well. You know, we talk about Elvis all the time and how popular he is today, and he's still doing so much, and that's the reason Blue Suede Connection has been so successful, because of the Elvis's continued popularity and the numbers people that are still following this man. They still go to Graceland every year. And
yeah, it's amazing.
We just want to keep Blue Suede Connection going, and we got so much stuff planned for the show itself and for everything surrounding the show, as far as our Facebooks and YouTubes. And we're going to start doing some more live video of you and I just kind of conversing with our family and friends out there. We got lots of big plans is what I'm getting to. And it takes you guys to make that happen. And again, we have a Facebook page. We have a YouTube page. What else is going on out there that you're doing, TL?
Well, you know, we started a new travel company called Follow That Dream Travel, which is also linked over on our page. If you need a travel agent, I'm your girl.
Right.
Or travel advisor, concierge, because I can sure help you with that. I've been in the industry for 40 years.
And that's going to lead to possible other big, I'm talking big events with Blue Suede Connection.
Yeah, we're looking at trying to have some festivals on land and at sea if you're into cruising. So there's a lot happening. We're not quite organized yet, but we're working on it. But, you know, if you come over to our website at bluesuedeconnection.com, there's a donate button. We have merchandise. Anything you do financially will help the growth of the show and help us continue to bring Elvis to more people. Yeah.
Right. We can't do it without you, folks. We need you. And, hey, by the way, hit the like and subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's my thing. TL, you're getting all the – I tease about this. You've got Facebook rocking and rolling. So that's her entity. Mine is YouTube. So, folks, feel sorry for this fat, bald guy. He needs your help.
Wants some attention.
Come like and subscribe and take care of Dan, okay? And I'll take care of you with more great music like this.
Well, honey,
Somewhere that you have a girlfriend that you've been dating 3 years. Is that true?
That's very untrue. I've never dated a girl 3 years. I've never dated one 3 months.
Were you ever in love at all?
I thought I was when I was growing up, but I wasn't. You know, when you're growing up, you sometimes think you're in love. You sometimes think that this is it. You'll never find another one, you know.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive. I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by a sweet honeybee. What a feeling to come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. While I was stung, did I run? I got stung.
As I always say here on Blue Suede Connection, I got stung.
Yeah.
You know, we're rolling through so much great music in the 1950s, and we could do three shows and still have more music left over to play.
Absolutely.
Don't fret, though, folks. We still got more show to go.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the best-selling albums, the top 20 best-selling albums of the 1950s.
All right.
Elvis might have had one or two in there. We're going to find out. What do you think?
I think he did, yep.
You think he did? All right. That's all going to happen right here, right now on...
Blue Suede Connection.
his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
You're coming for a lot of criticism on your wiggling on the stage, and some people have called it suggestive. Do you mean it to be suggestive?
No, I've never thought of it as being suggestive. It's just my way of expressing the song.
You seem to be popular enough on your singing and appearance alone. Would you stop the wiggling if criticism grew too fast?
No, sir, I can't.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Listen here to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. Cotton picking fingers out my curly hair. I heard about a king who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh, yeah. Elvis is the world began. When the way I cry around the clock, I hope you. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began.
Right, bestsellingalbums.org, top 20 best-selling LPs of the 1950s. You just heard King Creole. That was number 20.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19, Christmas with the Conliff. The Conliff singers, remember them?
No, I don't remember
Yeah,
them.
They were popular at Christmas time.
Okay.
Number 18, Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs.
Okay. Oh, no, really?
Number 17, Heavenly by Johnny Mathis.
Okay, nice.
Number
I like that.
16, Elvis Gold Records Volume 2.
Ooh, yeah.
Number 15, Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14, Sketches of Spain by Miles Davis.
Okay, I like that.
Number 10, or no, I'm sorry. Number 13, Time Out by Dave Brubeck.
Oh, I don't know who he is.
Number 12, the Oklahoma soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Number 11, Elvis. Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Number 10, Jailhouse Rock, the extended play record.
Okay.
Number 9, Jolly Christmas by Sinatra. Number 8, the South Pacific soundtrack.
Okay.
Number 7, Johnny Mathis, once again with his greatest hits.
Oh, nice.
Number 6, Merry Christmas by B-B-B-B-Bing. Number 5, Merry Christmas by Johnny Mathis.
A lot of Christmas stuff.
Yeah. Number 4, My Fair Lady.
Yeah, I like that.
The soundtrack, yeah. Number 3, Elvis Gold Records, Volume 1.
Oh, again.
Number 2, Kinda Blue by Miles Davis.
I like Miles Davis.
I think you probably can guess what the number one album of the 1950s was. You mentioned Christmas, and what show is this guy, this show about?
Well, it's Blue Christmas out. Is it the Blue Christmas?
The Elvis Christmas album. There you go.
1957?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
I had a kind of a vacation with a bunch of men in a big place away out yonder, and while I was there, well, these men, kind of guests, you might say, well, we'd get together and horse around a little bit and sing, and because we were having such a good time, and, well, we always had a lot of fun with this one, the Jailhouse Rock.
Jail. The prison band was there.
Your favorite recording, Elvis, since you've been in the business, your favorite recording?
I guess I would say I was the one. I like the song especially.
I was the one who taught her to kiss the way that she kisses you now. And you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how. I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under a spell. The sight of a tear drives you out of your
have here with you now, Miss Anita Woods. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Well, she's female.
That we can see.
Now, I met Anita when she came to Memphis to do a weekly TV show there, and I've been dating her quite a bit.
Would you say that there's the possibility that...
No, sir, I wouldn't.
Well, you didn't give me a chance to ask.
I know what you were going to ask.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you give me a chance to ask it, I won't ask it. Never mind.
My wish came true.
My wish came true.
When I met you.
When I met you.
I've searched and searched.
Those songs you don't hear a whole lot, huh?
No, yeah, yeah. What's very it? Nice, though. His voice is so beautiful there.
Great, and you hear it right here on Blue Suede Connection. So, baby,
yes.
I hate to say it, but is there anything you would like to share with our fine friends who once again attended another great party here at Blue Suede Connection?
I just want to welcome all the new folks that are finding us and thank all the folks that have stuck with us through the years. You know, we're going on, 8 years now?
Yeah, and growing and still
and
like
growing. It's been a slow, organic movement.
Right.
You know, if you have a local oldie station that is playing Elvis, please let them know about the show.
Right. I try to do it. I try to find them, but we need folks like you who live in the small towns and this and that have private stations we might not know about.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would love to have
reach out to us or reach out to the station and tell them about us.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, folks. Want to do all this again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
We love you guys.
I love you because you understand, dear. Every single thing I try to do, you that to lend a helping hand, dear. I love you most of all because of you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know you. matter what may be the style or season, I know your heart will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.